Louder, Melissa.
Oh.
You're mad at me for talking about it?
There's a man on the podcast today.
Sorry, guys, I have a cold.
Just kidding, it's Andy.
Hello.
It's Talk Pop to Me.
There we go.
We're back.
We've got beverages in front of us. Sarah has seven margaritas.
Well, I was going to share, but then you didn't like it.
Each one of them more disgusting than the next.
They're all the same. They came from one pasta sauce.
They're all the same disgusting.
I just don't know what it is to have a real margarita from a bartender like me. Mm-hmm.
I liked that they were a little bit more on this. They had a little kick to them, a little sour, a little tang.
They were a little more on the disgusting side.
Dude, keep doing it.
Yesterday, Andy said that he had never had tequila and wasn't joking. And then Sarah said, "Have you ever had a margarita?" And Andy went, "Yeah, all the time."
I didn't say that.
He didn't say all the time. You okay. Weren't there. You're trying to put words into our
mouth. But the point being,
he did say he had a margarita before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I have.
Which is why
I know that these margaritas are not good.
I lived in Mexico, though. How did you not drink tequila there?
You lived in Mexico?
Yeah.
I lived in Australia.
No, he lived in Mexico. Yeah. Has like a family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, that sounds like you have like a secret family across the line.
I didn't know.
I'm already hot.
Andy, it's fine. You're cool. Just be cool.
All right. I'm sorry.
He's saying because the air had to be turned off. Just so you guys know. Meanwhile, I've been chugging margs and I'm feeling nice and cool.
Seriously. Feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, we're here for a Talk Pop to Me because, again, Melissa's leaving for forever and a day. Mm-hmm. And she's forcing us to record so much.
I would like to be able to have things to share with all of our listeners while I'm gone.
Yeah, she's the president of this podcast.
So are you going to post this now? Or are you going to post it?
I don't know.
Periodically.
I might take a vote. I might do like a poll on the IG and be like, do you want to hear Talk Pop to Me first or murder?
I don't think periodically was the word, but I meant like down the line.
Yeah, because as of right now, for the 4 weeks we'll be gone, we'll have two full Murdy episodes and one TPTM. So... Yeah. You can make a little noise taking that drink. Guys, as we've told you, it's June. There's ice in the drinks.
Well, it's not just any ice. It's sonic ice, so it's even louder than normal ice.
There's ice in the drinks. The air conditioning's off, you know? So we're just loving it.
One or the other. Well, also, we're drinking out of glasses.
You're fine, Andy. Go get Melissa's fan out of my car and you can put it right in
the back. I want one of her big,
I've got them right here.
That's okay. I'll probably make noise with it.
Okay. But yeah, I got rid of all my plastic glasses because of toxins. So we're only drinking out of glass now. So it really clinks with ice.
I do agree with that though.
Yeah. So.
Dude.
It's in the name of health.
No toxins plus Brazil nuts. You're going to be the most healthy person on the planet.
Seriously. Doesn't even light candles anymore. Do you remember how big of a candle lighter Mel was?
Why isn't she a candle? What?
She says there's really toxins. Difficult.
A lot of toxins in candles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I light one every day.
I haven't gotten rid of my candles yet, so I'm like, maybe I'll just get like back in shape and then I'll just burn all of what I have and then never burn it.
Do you think if you get a warmer candle, like my mom has, do you think it still has as many toxins?
I've Googled it and I've yet to come across something that will tell me that it's not. So yes, I think it's the same. I think it just burns a little differently.
I think you should blindly think that they don't produce the toxins if there's no light of flame.
Yeah. Again, I haven't made any firm decisions. I haven't gotten rid of my candle collection, but...
There's just toxins everywhere.
Yeah, there
We're
really
all
are.
We're going to die from something probably horrific.
What if you burn Brazil nuts?
That's full of toxins and selenium.
I don't know what... selenium. I don't know what selenium in gas form does.
I don't know. Who knows? But
guys,
we're going to talk pop.
Yeah, pop culture.
Per usual, Andy came with nothing.
Guys...
He has thoughts on a TV show we started.
I'm a guest.
No, you're a co-host.
You're a host. Your name is on Talk
Pop
to Me.
We just went over the fact that on the first... On the first Talk Pop to You, whatever.
Talk Pop to Me.
Yeah. On the first episode, you guys said this was not even
remotely... Yeah, but times change.
your podcast. People can change their minds. We were just teasing. We were just joshing.
No, I'd like to go back to that, so I don't have to come prepared.
That's how we show our love, by making jokes. We have lost friendships over it.
They were weak. They weren't going to hack it anyways.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we know the first thing we're going to talk about, though. It's big news. I think it just got announced today.
Wait, are we going to talk about our TV show first?
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Well, that's what you just said.
I said that's what he has something to definitely contribute to. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that I want to share that with people.
All right. Well, we'll just tell you guys about a show we started. It's brand new. We're putting you guys on this. I'm sure no one's heard of it yet.
Yeah, because it hasn't been out for a year.
Hasn't been a book trilogy for the last 20 years or
Melissa
anything.
Melissa didn't read it when she was in seventh grade.
It's Twilight.
Right. Wait. I do love Twilight.
I it's all on, I think, Amazon or Netflix again, and I'm kind of down for a wee watch.
I've never even first time watched Twilight.
You've never seen any Twilight?
No.
We're watching it tonight.
Twilight.
We are watching Twilight.
No, dude, we're watching
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah, that show. The one that we started yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That is. We all started it at home. We spent our whole day together, and then we went to our individual homes and watched the same amount of episodes from the same TV show.
I didn't, but you two did.
You didn't watch it?
I've watched it like 3 times. I know what's going on.
So you're ready to watch episode 4 with us tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, I'd be down to finish it.
Okay. There is only 7 episodes or 8. Yeah.
Thai food, just
busting
3 or 4 episodes up.
Yeah.
I
dibs on a chair.
No, I want a couch.
Okay.
It's only one couch.
I know. Me and Andy want the couch.
The other 7 dogs can take the other chair.
Uh-huh. Andy has like 18 dogs at his house today.
There are 4, but it feels like 18.
The show I watched last night is Never Had It, Have I Ever.
Yeah.
So I'm getting caught up on that because you asked me to.
Well, I just asked if you had.
Okay. I don't want the couch with Andy anymore.
Guys, I have to make it seem like I don't really like these shows.
I don't believe
in
that.
Who cares if you do?
But we know that I do.
That's a great show. Yeah, we're going to watch it.
I still haven't watched Never Have I Ever. I'll get around to it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was a great time to start watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, though. I'm really excited about that. Because, as we know, season 2 is coming out in a couple of days.
Yeah. Are you guys Team Jeremiah or Team
Which was
Connie?
Jeremiah?
Jeremiah's the younger
brother.
I'm Team Cam.
Oh, you've met Cam.
Cameron.
Shit.
I don't think his name's Cam Cameron, is it?
No. Nah.
Okay, so you didn't watch the show, is what you're telling me.
Well, it's not
That's
really.
What Jared calls him.
Because
when he introduced himself, he said, I'm Cam Cameron. And,
yeah.
And then
like
the boys
stuttered, and then they called him.
Yeah,
just
we're like teasing him.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were a real fan, but
seriously.
Clearly some truth is coming out.
I'm taking my margaritas.
I think
I'm going to get those 2 cookie dough balls in the freezer and go to the office.
Don't drive, because those things are...
I definitely think if I was a teenager in that show, I would be going after Jeremiah, but I'm Team Connie, personally.
Dude, Connie's the worst.
Connie's going through, like, you don't know what he's going through,
Yeah, that's true. But I bet...
I do, but you don't.
But I bet it's something to do with his dad.
Maybe.
I just learned that his mom is sick, though. That's super sad, but nobody knows about that.
Yeah.
Unless Connie does.
But
you never know.
One of them might just find out.
Don't tell.
Sorry.
He hasn't read the books. You could read the books after.
Nah, I just watched the
There's
movie.
There's 3.
Let's watch the show.
There's 3 books.
But it's such a pretty show. It is filmed in like a beautiful way.
The cinematography is excellent.
So good. And the soundtrack is...
Bangers upon bangers.
Great.
Dude, the whole time as I was watching the show, I was like, is this the best way to spend your summer or... Like, I would have loved to have been like, oh, yeah, I'm going to this house for the summer for my whole life.
We had a friend in grade school whose family owned a beach house in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Mm.
I often think this is what it must have been like. Both of them are chugging their soda pops with ice in it.
I have some clients who spend their summers at a home in Martha's Vineyard. They live here for... I think like September through May, and I think they live June or maybe through the end of September. They go to Martha's Vineyard. They love it. Like, it's the highlight of their year, which after seeing this show, I'm like, I can see that.
They just started a Martha's Vineyard summer house.
Oh, cool.
Leanna, have you watched that?
I've told Leanna she should listen to our Talk Pop to Me because I think she'd enjoy it, but I don't think she's ever listened to a podcast in general. Leanna, like, I don't think she gets it.
Your friend.
Leanna.
Beep. How many Leannas do you know?
Don't say her last name.
Leanna
Stark?
Yeah. Yeah, she has because she was like talking about the Bible podcast, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer House. Are you allowed to say her last name? Sorry.
I'll beep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Melissa does a good beep.
You need to go back and beep it?
Yeah. Melissa's an editor.
But I thought you just put it out.
No, I always I at least do a run through. I listen to it. And then if there's anything important to
What do you do for the podcast?
That is an excellent question.
Sarah's the whimsy.
I'm the fun and the entertainment. Mm. And then I draw stuff.
She does all the graphics.
Yeah.
Sarah's our IG girl. And I've recently put her in charge of posting on Instagram while I'm away for the summer.
I got nothing to post.
She's going to find stuff.
Melissa, you'll post some stuff from your trip.
Yeah, I'll do little updates. Yeah,
people like that more than just my view of the couch to the TV.
I was thinking you could put up like some Murdy memes and things like that again like we used to.
You told me that I have to do what I eat in a day.
Oh, I was...
To be shamed
by I told her. I was like, you can just become an influencer. Like, it's what I eat a day. It's my morning skincare routine. Like, dude. All the things. Which I watch those. I'm not even like making fun of people. I'm the person that goes down that rabbit hole of like, yeah, let me watch...
What you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to let you guys know that one of the posts you guys put on Talk Murdy to Me,
mm-hmm.
one of your Instagram posts had like nasty pictures in it. Blood.
Which one?
Gore. There was shit everywhere.
The last one probably was the
Railroad was bad. Killer.
I did think we should have maybe put a trigger warning.
Usually it's like people, pictures, they're all smiley. This one was like... That, and then it was like blood and guts.
Yeah, well, Andy doesn't like that.
Cool, thanks.
I did say it, though, in that podcast, I am half and half on the trigger warnings, you know? If it's like something like in a space with kids, I guess I'm for it, but...
No, I wasn't looking for a trigger warning. I was looking to not have that on there.
Yeah, well...
It's gross. You didn't get flagged?
No, one of our posts got flagged and removed once, though, and they never told me why. It was very weird. I did the appeals and everything. I was angry about it.
I wouldn't even know how to do that, and I'm supposed to be the Instagram gal. Melissa does want to talk about videotaping us doing this.
Dang.
And then she thinks I'm going to get popular on the TikTok because I'm so hilarious.
I think if we did cuts of Sarah, like the shit she says, I think we'd go viral.
Mm.
Like, I think it'd be big popular.
You do giggle at me quite a bit, Andy.
Yeah, I've always said that you're the funniest. You're the funniest one in the group.
Uh-huh. I do think I am, too.
Pretty
much. Yeah. And Melissa's the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we talking pop or are we just talking?
What kind of topics?
Well, a little bit of both. Are we good on Summer I Turned Pretty? Should we wrap that up? Is there any other thoughts? Anything?
We can come back on it later and see how many people watched it and what team they're on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll work that into my Instagram rotation.
I'll make a note.
I have a calendar going of things I can post every day.
IG poll, Jer or Connie. None of those were spelled right.
Wait, you got to do Cam. Neither Jer or Connie.
I think you can only do... Lame. Okay, but the book is about Jer or Connie. So.
Yeah, but... Cam does like to whale watch, and that is a plus in my book.
He's really smart, too. He's talking about, like, animals in the ocean and stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard about these killer whales?
Or, like, learning to, like, fuck people
no,
up?
No, they know how to do it.
Yeah. They're not fucking people up. They're fucking boats up.
They're teaching each other how to do it.
They're taking off the rudder. Call yourself a chief stew.
Yeah, but chief stews don't have to know how to do boat stuff.
What's a chief stew?
Well, if you'd watch Below Deck, you would know.
Oh, okay. All right, what topics you got?
She calls herself a yachty. Yeah, the orcas are crazy, but I, as you know, I'm always going to be Team Orca. Like, that's their home, dude. We can't just swim around and, like, bump into them and expect them not to
figure it out. Yeah, but I did recently watch a boat that was getting attacked by them, and it was scary.
Was it the one where you see the orca pull the rudder off, like, in its mouth, and he's like, both rudders are now gone. But what's really important is when, in the situations when people call for help, once they get the people from the boats onto a different boat... It's not like the orcas keep going. It's not like they're after the people. They've never been violent, like, with humans. It's just the boats they're not into.
Yeah. I heard this other thing, though, because I was watching a video about it. is that a lot of people believe that the matriarch of this pod mm-hmm. was injured by them and then has decided to go, like, ape shit and, yeah. like, attack the boats and then teach all her other people to. But then another scientist said that they think it's also the fact that more and more boats are going out now that weren't in COVID. So whales are now more irritated. Like, they got tired. Like, they forgot.
Yeah. And they got used to, like, calm waters
and not as many boats and, like, being able to maybe come up more and not having to swim so deep. And now these boats are coming out and then this is their way of attacking the boats because they're, like, you're messing up our world.
I'll tell you what. I got real used to not having, like, big crowds during the COVID, like, because it was just so nice to be able to go out and, like, not a lot of people were out. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's out. And I get annoyed.
And she's had COVID 4 times.
Maybe that's how you got it for the 4th time.
No, it was just going out everywhere.
Just, you know, licking everything. The best.
Did I tell you guys that I did see whales? We saw whales, though, when we were in Hawaii. Humpbacks.
Cool.
Just their blowholes. And their fins. Oh. Nobody breached.
Mm.
And it was very far away.
It was actually a wave, but it was cool.
No, it wasn't. We saw multiple of them.
All right, I want to talk about the big star of the show. I can't hold it in anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I know what it is.
Tell us what you think. Don't look at her and try to think about what she's saying.
Wait, are you saying a topic?
Yeah, the biggest topic.
What do you think it is?
The biggest topic?
Yeah, that just got announced.
Travis and...
yes!
Courtney. They're having a baby, right?
Baby watch, man.
That's why we invite you here, Andy. Yeah. You do know more than you let on.
Yeah. Well, it's because I follow Blink-182 on Instagram.
Yeah, because she held up that sign. Which yeah. she very much did not write, like, proportionally.
Yeah, well, she's not, like, necessarily, I think, the creative one like that. I think that'd be more Courtney's gang.
She is Courtney.
Or, I mean, Chloe's gang.
How old is she?
40?
Maybe 40, 41, maybe-ish.
She's got a couple kids already?
Actually, she might be, like, 44, because yeah. I think Kim is, like, 38 or 39.
Yeah.
She's got 3 kids.
3.
Yeah.
Mason, so, Rain, and Penelope.
All with Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Travis has 2 kids, right?
And some adopted children.
Yeah, I think they said his daughter put up a post of all of them and said baby number 7.
Yeah, between the whole...
Between all of them.
Frickin' so, Brady Bunch.
That's a lot of kids.
They yeah. should work on maybe that daughter not looking like she's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Alabama Barker?
What's wrong with her?
She's like she's 15 16. And legitimately looks like she's 30.
Oh, really?
You know what she looks like?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, let me look it up for you.
Dude, if you guys had video, we could like put it up on the screen right
did
now.
Did you guys ever watch the TV show? What was it called? Like the Barkers or something? With his ex-wife and him? Did you guys watch that on MTV?
Yeah, I did watch
that. I used to love that show.
His wife was... Wasn't she like a model of some sort?
I thought she was a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, like an adult.
Yeah. I think she was like a bunny or like a model of some sort.
Sorry. She's her.
That girl's like 15 or 16.
Yowza.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to see.
And she's looked like that since she was legitimately like 13 years old. Like, yeah. I saw a picture of them once and I was like, oh, I thought she was younger. Like, just yeah, like, based on what she was wearing.
This is in 2022. That's what she's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
That's just scary.
It's just, I mean, but again, they're celebrities. They live in a literal different world. Like,
yeah.
So different.
I want to know if they got pregnant naturally or if they tried IVF again.
If it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been really public about their struggles with the IVF and the mm-hmm. fertility stuff. So maybe they were one of those couples that they say, like, you try everything and then you just stop trying and it happens. Like, you yeah. relax yourself into it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool for them, though. I mean, I think, like, out of all the seasons of TV, like, Courtney's favorite thing in the world is being a mom. So that's yeah, pretty cool.
I have not enjoyed her on this new season of Kardashians.
I haven't watched any of it yet, but I can tell you that in the prior seasons, I would fast forward when it was her perk.
She's upset because Dolce & Gabbana asked Kim to do their Milan fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolce & Gabbana are apparently very, very good friends with Courtney. Like, for the last 5 or 6 years, she's actually, like, gone to Italy and spent part of her summers at, like, one of their mansions.
Ooh.
And then they were the people that dressed Courtney and Travis and everybody.
Uh-huh.
So it was a Dolce & Gabbana wedding.
Yeah.
And now this, according to whatever's happening, is only 4 months after the wedding. So Courtney feels that Kim being asked this and then taking it mm-hmm. is basically just like belittling her wedding. And then Courtney saying that everybody was saying that Kim was talking about how terrible the wedding was at the wedding. And, like...
I saw something that said Kim was like, I'm trying not to do any of the same looks that were at Courtney's wedding because of whatever. But then Courtney's like, she's copying everything I worked so hard for, which...
Yeah. Well, she said... Never. She also said...
What does she wear? What does she do? She just wears the clothes?
So, yeah.
What is she working hard for?
Like, she didn't design them.
Kim or
she just Courtney. Picked them.
Well, either. I don't know what any of them do.
Kim is curating a whole, like, 80 looks for a fashion show, but they're going in the archives. So, back in the day. So, she's picking, like, late 90s and 2000s outfits from Dolce & Gabbana and then making them how she would wear them today. Courtney's whole entire wedding was Dolce & Gabbana, and now Courtney's saying that Kim's, like... copying her basically and taking and being all of involved her stuff.
With them and
but they asked her
that's and the thing Kim's, Courtney's probably a little salty that she's been putting in this time and then they ask Kim because she's more famous and then she's mad that Kim was maybe talking shit about something from her wedding and then which was all Dolce and is now doing this for them,
although Kim said all the stuff that she wore to the wedding was her own stuff that she had bought from Dolce & Gabbana and had it archived.
Honestly, I feel like Courtney's therapist is probably just saying shit behind the scenes again.
Yeah, I don't know. Kendall was like, I see both sides.
Poor Kenny.
Yeah. But her horse is having a foal. Oh, that's exciting.
You know, I really wanted... She's with
Bad Bunny, so...
I wanted Kendall and Devin Booker to end up together. I really wanted that to happen.
Dude, did that baby ever get named?
Wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Air. We talked about it.
What is it?
Air.
But it's spelled with an E at the end.
Yeah, and people say it. We talked about this on the last one.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Doesn't it mean something with like a wiener in a different language?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, this. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. That's no, real.
I didn't know when you said, you paused between something about a wiener in a different language. Like it was a longer pause. Well, that's why I was like, what? I
didn't know what to call it. A
wiener. Oh, my God. That's so funny because... You know. Yesterday, God, I almost...
How dare you.
It's about, like, a kid. I don't want to call it, like, the D word.
Right. Well, how funny. I had this pulled up. It's favorite slang terms for weenies through the years. Back to, like, the 1600s. I was going to read some of them to you yesterday on the podcast. Sometimes I see things, and I like to tell them to Sarah. Enjoy them
more.
Read your top three favorites.
Ooh, some of them are gnarly.
Let's hear them all.
All right.
Sorry.
Pause. Weenie pause. I'm just going to go...
Are you really pausing or are we doing it?
No, I'm telling them. Like, we're pausing the pop. We're going to have, like, a moment. This is...
It's the weenie section.
I'm going to tell you the year of what it was. So, in 1602, they called it a kikiwiki.
All right. Skip all the lame ones. Okay,
1613, the long plum.
I don't like that.
A 1720, silent flute.
Silent flute? What?
Dude, 1888 is bad. You're gonna hate it.
Should I close my ears?
Nah, just listen. Don't be a prude.
They called it a liver disturber.
Oh, no.
Gnarly.
Did you just tell me not to be a prude?
In 1890, they were called either the master of ceremonies or the father confessor. I don't know.
Liver disturber?
Don't have to say it again, buddy.
In 1927, it was a patootie. So I don't know if that's where cutie patootie came from, but I've never heard that word used any other way.
Yikes.
In 1935, in parentheses behind this, it says double yikes. It was a kidney buster.
Oh, God.
Similar. In 1975, a corned beef torpedo.
No.
Whoever says these?
I don't know, but I saw it. I thought some of them were funny. The liver disturber was the one that I was like, yikes.
So Sarah's over here looking
Sarah
at
Sarah can
others.
Call it that from now on.
No. I'm looking to see if we have any other topics to talk about so we can get off weenie corner.
I have a few.
Okay.
One, really sad. I'm really genuinely sad about this.
Oh, that man dying?
No.
Oh, ooh. From Everwood or something?
Oh, Treat Williams.
Yeah.
I know him from White Collar. I actually didn't really watch Everwood.
He was on White Collar?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pat Sajak is retiring.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we supposed to do?
Do you think
who's
going to
run the
person?
Wheel? I don't know. Part of me wants, like, Vanna White to take over.
Honestly, I think if you sign up to be one of those people, you just need to do it till you're dead, like a Supreme Court justice.
1000%.
You know, like Alex did.
Yeah.
Or Alec.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Trebek.
Like a R.I.P. Supreme Court justice. You can only, but they can even resign. But yeah, this is just till death do you part.
Unless there's
Pat Sajak's gonna be 99, like spin the wheel.
Right.
I'm so bummed though. I love Pat Sajak and really? I love the wheel. Yeah, I love him.
Why do you feel so strongly about Pat Sajak?
I can't explain it.
Maybe a childhood crush.
What does he do? That's
I think it might just be the familiarity of something from our childhood. Like I remember sitting and watching with our grandmother. Pat Sajak and Alec Trebek, like, back-to-back. It was just, it's just nice. I just like that he's still there, and I feel like there's nobody else. Like, who else is left still hosting something from when we were kids? Like, Mr. Rogers, gone. Crocodile Bob Hunter, Barker, gone.
Oh, that's
sad. Bob Barker, is he dead?
Yes.
Dude, I think he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. See, now I'm sad all over again.
Yeah, thanks for bringing
you know?
It's been 41 seasons.
Yeah.
People Magazine 40
years.
Says.
And I'm only turning 34, so my literal entire life.
Yeah.
Pat's been there at
He's
6 o'clock.
He's 76 years old.
Oh, well, there comes nothing.
A time. There comes a time when it's like, okay, I'm done.
I read once, though, that Wheel of Fortune, and I don't know if this is entirely true, but I read that they filmed their entire year's worth of shows in like 4 weeks. And they only worked 1 month a year. That's what I read once.
Well, I do think that there's like a filming time.
Yeah.
That's way shorter than.
Yeah. They like don't film every day season. And put it out the next day. It's not like.
And I think that's true of like all those shows. Like Family Feud is that way. Yeah. Jeopardy's that way.
Yeah. I just am nervous because I feel like I like Mayim.
Bialik.
Is that how you say it?
She's not on it right now.
I like her. I like her better than. Was the other one? Ken Jennings? Is that his name? I don't like Ken Jennings. I think he's a dick. I do not like him.
He's so good.
No, I think he's an asshole. I can't put my finger on it. I get that vibe.
Has he ever given that vibe off?
He's just kind of a. Like.
He might not now because he's semi famous. People would know it. He seems like someone who would be rude to a waiter. Like, he seems like someone who thinks he's smarter than people and treats them that way.
There's another one of those guys, and I can't remember his name, but. James Holzhauer, I think.
Oh, from.
He's a douche.
Yes, from Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. He's the
he
worst.
He thinks he's funnier than he is.
Wait, is he the one with dark hair from Vegas who was the gambler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won so much because he would find those daily doubles. Yeah. And he was like very serious.
And he's really good at the game.
He's really smart.
Super smart. But he says shit, and I'm like, dude, you're a dork.
He definitely thinks he's funny, but he's not.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
I like Ken Jennings better than him.
Mm.
Yeah, but Mayim
Bialik.
Yeah, she's not on there right now.
I like her as the host. I think she's doing a good job, but
what do you mean?
She left. She left for the writer's strike. She's not on there right now.
Good for her.
She left for the writer's strike?
She's a writer, I think. Maybe she's not.
She has like a PhD in
I think
like,
she's a real biologist.
She's an actual I think she's like an astrophysicist or something.
I think what she played on
a nuclear physicist or something? Some big word.
The science show. What was that show called?
Big Bang.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty funny show. I just watched clips online.
I think so, too.
It's pretty funny.
I don't think it's terrible.
I've had it on my HBO Max queue.
Max.
Max queue forever now.
I said that yesterday, guys.
You definitely did.
I've had it on there.
Guys, something's happening with my throat. It's either the margarita or the Brazil nuts. Or maybe in between.
Wait.
But do you hear it? It feels like I have like a...
You did say that your throat gets itchy when you eat pinon nuts.
Pinon nuts.
And now I've given, you...
Why did you have to look at me dead in the eye saying that?
Who says pinon nuts?
Well,
I think they're just pine nuts.
Pine nuts. But it's a pinon tree.
All right, anyways.
Sorry for caring about culture and like respecting other people.
No, I'm fine. It's not like itchy. It just feels like... Oh, thank you. It just feels like I have like a weird like...
Do you want to go like, cough in the bathroom or something?
Cough? You want to go cough in the bathroom?
I want to clear your throat?
If I pass out, just, you know.
Do you have an EpiPen?
Tell the paramedics what happened.
Tell the people.
It was the pinions or the Brazils. The Brazil nuts.
It was D's nuts.
It was the pinion nuts.
Okay, Melissa. Yeah. It's not funny. I was trying to look up if there was anything.
Melissa, that's about as old as, what's the show that we're watching?
Why is she laughing so hard?
That joke is as old as the summer I turned pretty, dude. That was like cool like a year ago, that joke.
That was a good joke too.
Thanks, bro.
It was terrible.
Excuse me while I go put aloe vera on this burn. I'll be back.
The best jokes are the ones that you fuck up in the middle.
Right in the middle.
And then you're like, wait, what was it again?
Maybe they'll just stop doing...
The wheel?
The wheel.
I mean, I'm sure he's getting paid syndicated, like, money forever, but...
I'm sure.
I want to know what he's going to do. I wish Pat Sajak would have, like, a daytime talk show, too. Oh, my
God, look at them.
No, I don't think he's going to work anymore.
He's really funny on Twitter.
Dang, dude.
He's very funny. If Steve Harvey ever quits Family Feud, I'll die. I won't go on with life.
Dude, I don't like Steve Harvey.
What?
As a host or as a person?
Well, I don't know him as a person.
But you know what I mean. Like his vibe, or you don't like him as the host of Family Feud? Either way, get out.
I think Family Feud.
I love him.
Nah, I mean...
He's so funny.
And his mustache is one of a kind.
He was born for that role.
I think he's funny, but I don't know.
I think I love him so much that I still think he looks good when he wears tan suits, and I don't think tan suits should really exist in the world. I don't like him, but he looks good in them. Yeah. I love Steve Harvey.
How do you feel about his tan suits?
I don't know. I recently saw one where he was wearing a plum one, and it was on the RuPaul's Drag Race for somebody else. It was like the celebrity one.
Uh-huh.
He was like, I will never wear this suit again, because that's all they would talk about. It was pretty funny if you see the clip.
The part is
funny. I think he's got really nice style, but I also know that he probably has somebody who dresses him. But it has to come from him somewhere.
I just loved it's on like his... It's like you and your socks.
Exactly.
On his talk show, though, once, they surprised him on one of his birthdays.
With his friend?
With a video call, or maybe they brought them in person. When he was, I guess, like in his early 30s and trying to make it, like at all, this couple took him in and like clothed him and like home, like fed him, did like just supported him and like maybe gave him a job or I don't know. But they like surprised him with them and he was just like so emotional about it. And it was such a humbling moment. It was so beautiful.
I think I like that.
Yeah.
I think I like him as a person.
I also saw the birthday one where his son comes out and gives him like Dolce loafers or something. And he's like, how these are nice. Where'd you get these? And he's like, I bought them for you at the store. And he goes, you paid money for these? And he goes, well, you have an account on file at the store. The dad's like, he's like, thanks, go away. That's just so funny.
That is funny. Yeah.
I like the way he talks about his family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm really coming around on Steve Harvey.
I think your mind should be changed.
But I don't think I like Family Feud with him.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to send you every great clip from Family Feud that comes up on my IG.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
The one with
you don't know what you don't want.
I don't think I like Family Feud. I think that's what it comes down to.
Your friends were on Family Feud.
They were.
Sean's TikTok that he made was the funniest TikTok. I think it was the reason TikTok was invented. It's very Vine-worthy. It's Sean playing a clip of him doing the fast answers. Mm-hmm. And Steve Harvey says, name a fruit that goes in a pie. And it like can't be cherry, or someone already said cherry. And Sean goes, orange. And then he like flips the camera to himself like when someone says this, and then it's him making fun of himself. Oh, it's like it's a great TikTok.
I personally
explained it really well.
Yeah.
But
it was a really funny TikTok.
It was really funny. It was very good.
He's the funniest guy.
But he went on Family Feud, so he got to meet Steve Harvey. I'm very jealous of that.
Cool. So I have I told Melissa I had one pop culture thing to bring to the table, which was obviously Courtney K.
Wait, I said it.
We all did.
Okay.
My other thing was... We all had it.
What are you laughing at?
Laughing at you being like, but I said that. Like, you have nothing to bring...
So you didn't bring shit to the table is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You just got done saying I don't bring anything to this podcast.
Sarah also had some sports pop culture to bring around.
Yeah, let's go sports.
Let's talk about the PGA and LIV Tour combining.
LIV.
It's not LIV. Mm-mm. You don't want to talk about it?
I mean, I don't have anything to say about it.
Okay.
I also heard that...
You don't want to fucking talk about it.
What'd you
hear? I didn't say the F word. I also heard that that deal's not going to go through.
I heard Rory's thinking that too.
Because it's like...
It's not fully done.
It's such a big... Mm-hmm. transaction, mm-hmm. and there's like countries involved that the government's gonna
it's not 100%. It's not done.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't mind watching that Brooks Koepka hit a few more balls on the PGA Tour. He's cute.
D's balls.
But I don't love his wife.
What's his, who's his wife?
I don't know.
Mrs. Kepka.
Some Instagram girl that slid into his DMs.
And it worked?
My frustration was on the foreplay, or not foreplay, that's a podcast I listen to.
Hey, take it easy.
I'm sorry.
About now? I thought we were talking about
back to the wiener corner.
That's the Barstool golf
one. And you're not such a prude after all.
Andy.
Andy, put your opinions away. Sarah, keep going.
On the Full Swing docuseries thing on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
She was the only one that was, she was like constantly in a pool or in a bathing suit. And there was like each other golfer had a wife or a girlfriend. And they're like showing them on the course with these guys. And every video of Brooks Koepka's wife was her in a bikini.
That's not her fault.
I think it might have been.
Because I'm sure the Netflix people were like videotaping a lot. Yeah,
and she had like a weird swing in her makeup room. Like a wooden swing. Like a fairy tale.
Did you watch the Tour de France one?
No, I'm not going to watch biking. It's for losers.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I would love to watch that.
Badass.
Cycling is like a really intense sport. Yeah, and like awesome. The drama, the passion.
I forgot to tell you guys yesterday when I was getting ready to come hang out with you guys. I was crying in the morning because I watched this whole video about this dad who runs Ironmans and like triathlons
because
Peyton Manning came on and I lost it because Peyton Manning was like getting tired.
What's wrong with Peyton Manning?
No, the man who has cerebral palsy loves Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
So he came on to tell them that they were going to the worlds for the Ironman.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was just like losing my, I cried. I had to, like, I couldn't put on my,
he pushes his son, right? Like in the car.
He's like, I don't like bicycling. I don't like running and I don't like swimming. So I really just do this for my son.
I do this with my kid, yeah.
So cool.
Do you think the kid liked it? Like before he, or has he always been like?
Well, he was born with cerebral palsy. So when I watched it, it said he always had to have something to help him like move around and get around. Yeah. So I think he was more mobile as a child, but as he's gotten older, he's like wheelchair bound.
Well, that's why I asked the question, like, what made them do Ironman? Like, it's the kids wanted to,
they could do it together.
Well, like, that and probably because that's like such a physical endeavor. It like helps his son be a part of something that like otherwise really wouldn't be able to do.
Well, I think you can't do basketball. I think it's something that they could do. He could push him. Let them do it together.
Right, but why the Ironman and not like the 5K or, you know, like
maybe what, it just started as
did
that.
He used to do that, I wonder?
Honestly, I just watched 3 clips. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole
thing. I'm not like giving you the third degree, like trying to like, interview you. I'm just wondering what.
Like if you happen to know, if there was a specific reason.
I don't know.
Well, we can just enjoy it for the beauty that it is. Yeah, we can just like, we can really, really like that.
Yeah.
I feel like something popped into my head in a similar fashion, but it's not the same and it's not about a human. So I don't want to, you know, make it seem like it's a comparison.
It was about a cat.
No. Oh. It was this girl. Her dog used to love chasing the birds, but then her dog became paralyzed. So now she puts him in a backpack sling and runs around and chases the birds with her dog. So her dog still gets to do it. And it's really beautiful video.
No way.
No. First of all, I'm never running and trying to catch birds. That's so embarrassing.
But it's not about you, Sarah. It's not you trying to catch the birds. It's you running with your dog.
You think the dog's ever like, yo, we're never going to
the dog's brain is like,
no, the dog is happy.
The dog's like,
its brain isn't broken, just
his
legs.
My owner is the worst at chasing birds because she's not quiet enough.
She never catches anything.
She never sneaks up on it.
The other way. Yeah. But it was like really sweet. The things you do for people you love.
Yes.
Or dogs you love.
Yeah. Okay, what's next on your list?
Wait, what was yours again? The Live Tour thing?
Yeah, and you didn't care about it.
Well, no, I don't have anything else to say about it. What else do you have? You just said Brooks Koepka's hot.
He is hot.
And his wife is
not
great.
My favorite.
What else you got?
No, I just didn't know what your thoughts were.
Well, my thoughts
Whose side are you on? What side of the couch are you on here, Andy?
I'm on the PGA side.
Me too.
Well, I don't think anybody's on the Live
Except
side,
I
right?
think Live is fun because it's group golf, and that's fun.
Yeah.
But
not from the Saudis.
But I don't know who would be on the Liv side.
Oh, a ton of people wouldn't.
Isn't Phil Mickelson with Liv?
Yes, he is. and Brooks Koepka, and this other guy that was, like, really, really good. He was in the video.
Would you say Rory is, like, the most high-profile one who's not?
No.
No, Tiger.
Oh, I asked my mom. I said, do you have any suggestions for Talk Pop to Me today?
I love Tiger Woods.
And my mom goes, you should talk about Charlie Woods. And how he's crushing it at golf.
He's
basically
so
a clone
cute.
Of his dad. Yeah. And he's so funny. And, like, that was her suggestion for us to talk about.
If
here
I
we
have
are.
To get happy, I watch videos of them.
Really?
I enjoy also watching the videos of Tiger watching the videos of them, too.
Oh, that's
cute. I think that's
when
very
they talk
sweet.
About their similar allergies. I understand that.
Yeah, his mannerisms are, like,
they're spot on.
Their swing is the same. And I just love when they wear their red together
their
on Sundays.
Their pickup is the same, everything.
I really enjoy it. I also like that Charlie Woods talk shit to, like, grown golfers.
It's like, almost like they're related, you know?
Yeah,
it's crazy. My parents used to golf before I was born. Really? And then I remember I know I ruined everything with that surprising pregnancy. But then my dad used to watch golf, so I used to like golf when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I think I could find a husband there. So I started watching.
Why don't you play golf?
I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't think my hips move that good.
We should go to a driving range. We should, like, go to Topgolf.
Or wait, are you not supposed to move your hips and move
I have
your
no
body?
Idea. I don't play golf.
You know who can show you? We should go.
Marcus.
No, we should drive down to see my Uncle Stefan's farm. We can see the animals. And he could show you how to golf. He was a golf pro. He's, like, an incredible teacher.
Wait, I should learn how to golf.
Yeah, he
could
show
you.
You
could buy a golf cart. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I would really like a golf cart. I could do that. That would be my contribution to your pastime.
Do you want to play golf?
Could you imagine us riding up to Topgolf in a cart?
It would be way too hard. It's so...
I keep waiting for them. Somewhere they opened a Topgolf, but it's basketball. And I'm like, freaking bring it here.
I think that's like just
like
starting somewhere.
It's called like Top Shot or something.
It's like a Papa Shot.
But
no,
PPP.
It's like different things. They have like different, first of all, how good was PPP last week?
That PPP
was
delicious.
I actually,
PPP is Peter Piper Pizza.
For anybody who doesn't know. And I saw this graphic and you know how sometimes on Barstool, they'll put up things like, or wherever, like, the most loved consumer brands from every state, that, like, these things will come out. And I'm like, what's Arizona's going to be? And I was trying to think, like, what do we love? Like, I don't know.
Guns.
Peter Piper Pizza was what
Shut
Arizona.
Up. No way.
This
California.
It says from
In-N-Out or something, probably.
It says.
That looks like Intel. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, still a thing.
It says something about, like, Qualtrics research study. Found the number one driver of consumer loyalty to be like how you feel about the brand. Mm. So they analyzed 2 million tweets about brands from each state with an AI sentimental like analysis tool.
This AI shit is terrible.
And like they figured out so basically it's on Twitter who people talk about the most in a positive way per state. And Peter Piper Pizza was ours.
Yeah, but what was California's?
Intel.
Told you.
There you go.
So it's not just food.
No, like it's different things. Like some
What's
of them
Maine?
Are Target.
What's Maine? Yeah, it's all the way on the
opposite
side.
L.L. Bean.
Makes
Ooh,
complete
I can see that.
Sense. I had an L.L. Bean backpack before.
New York is Calvin Klein.
Let's go through every state.
Florida, Chewy. You love Chewy, yeah?
What?
Like the dogs?
Yeah, like the dog brand.
I mean, I don't love it,
but you use
I
them.
Use it, yeah. What's Texas?
Something called Pizza Inn.
Oh,
Pizza Out, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what's the other one? Pizza Hut. I'm most
confused. Wait, what's the other one? Winco is Idaho.
Oh, do you have an Aldi out here?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple.
Heard about those.
You have to pay for a cart.
All right, what's your other topic? Yeah, but then you get it back if you return it, which
yeah,
I think is
like
genius.
Deposit.
Yeah, it's just like the dollar store.
That's
99 Cent does that.
That's genius.
Okay.
My other thing was that Meghan Markle's podcast got canceled with Spotify.
Mm.
I had no idea she had a podcast.
Yeah.
She's a snake in the
It
grass.
Wasn't just her, though. Wasn't it the guy, too?
No, I think it was
the prince?
Just her.
The prince, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
Harry?
Maybe he was on some of them, but I'm pretty sure it was just her talking to other women. Like famous women like Serena
Vanderwilson.
No, I don't know her last name. I always want to say Serena Vanderwilson.
Williams.
Thank you, Serena Williams. Dude, I legit
number one tennis player.
I legitimately forget her name. I can't say it all together. because I want to say Vander Woodson.
Who's Vander? Who's that? Is it the Vanderpump girl?
Yeah, no, never.
Oh, we could talk about that.
Yes. I don't know anything about that.
Oh my God, I'll tell you all about it.
No, thank you.
Yay. No, she, I want to say it was just her on the podcast talking with other women about probably something they were whining about. And they didn't hit their productivity standards. Like, not enough people listened. So I think she has to pay back, like, $10+ million or something.
Pay back?
Yeah, I think they gave her, like, $20 million up front for, like, a 3-season contract. And they, but it was based on if you hit your numbers. And she didn't. So they canceled it. And I think she has to pay money back. I think. I'm obviously not 100% because I don't know her.
Like royalty, so I don't think it bothers her that much money-wise.
Yeah, well, I feel like poor Harry. He just, you know, wants to see the best in it and, like, wants it to work out so much. I don't like it.
We don't know the whole story, though.
They seem to whine about a lot of things. When you say, I'm moving to, we're leaving this life because we just want to be normal. And then you then move you to the United to States and you're mad name. That they're not going to be, like, I just don't get it. They seem very contradicting of themselves.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Yeah.
So that was, but I feel like that was semi big news because they had, they got like a $100 million deal with Netflix. I don't know if they have to make more stuff or what, but.
And they met with Oprah that one time.
Yeah, that was bananas.
Oprah interviewed them, right?
Yeah.
Before that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they first got here. And that's when they said that somebody in the royal family was racist. Because they said, like, how? What do you think the baby's going to look like? Or how dark do you think the baby's skin will be compared to you two? I thought that
was somebody who worked for the royal family.
Mm-mm. No, they said it was, like, a higher up in the family. And I think people now are saying it's Camilla. But they won't
say. No, that doesn't surprise me. Because Camilla is also a snake in the grass, just like Megan.
I think they came out and said it wasn't the queen or her husband, but now everybody's like. And then they said it wasn't Charles. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're saying it wasn't certain people, but they haven't really talked about Camilla.
Well, isn't the argument that the whole royal family is like historically racist?
I think there's like saying everything's rooted in. I think, I don't know. No. That conversation is a very deep conversation that I don't think we're going to reach.
It's not here for Top Pop.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't trying to bring it up. Yeah, you know? But that's a whole different podcast. To say that it was just one event, I think.
Yeah.
Some people think it's like the whole history. The whole thing. Right? Yeah.
I've been there before.
All I know
there
is.
For a few weeks.
England?
Buckingham.
The palace?
The palace, yeah.
Shut up.
We lived there for like an hour on the outside. We didn't even go in.
Yeah, but we went to that other place.
We were busy seeing the real London.
Melissa has a joke.
I'm not telling that joke on here.
Okay.
Do you have any more?
Our new obsession with Matt Rife. It's alive and well.
Who doesn't have one? Seriously. It's a real question.
Like,
of my mom, because she does not think he's cute.
That's crazy.
She doesn't know. She's 70 now.
Her hormones aren't working the right way.
Yeah. And you know what? She had to move back in with me because she's getting so old. So
we told our family that at Sarah threw her mom a 70th birthday party and our California family was visiting. And I jokingly said like, yeah, you know, da da da. That's why Sarah let Marcia move back in with her. And they were like, for real? And I was like, no, not really. But that's what we like to say.
It's true though. I have to take care of her.
Yeah, no. Matt Rife is the tits. He's so funny.
I saw a picture of him. He really did have a glow up.
Yeah. Why didn't you show it to me?
You don't want to see it.
I want to see it.
And his teeth were terrible. And he says that. He got veneers.
Of course he has veneers. Nobody has actual teeth like that. I don't believe that exists in nature.
Does he have material?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know how when...
Like a comedic material?
Like, is he funny?
Yeah, okay. Because everything I've ever seen of him...
Is
girls in the audience, women in the audience, call out to him, and then he's just like kind of a dick to him.
Yeah.
He can be a dick all he wants. That's all I gotta say.
Well, he knows that he can, so he...
Back to the wiener corner.
Seriously. He knows that everybody loves him, so he just... Like, that's his thing. Mm-hmm. But is he funny?
So I did watch... Because
he had like good like comebacks, but I've never heard like his material.
Well, number one, he was on Wild and Out. So that tells you...
I don't like to talk about that part.
Wait, like he was...
Oh, he was a cast member.
Oh, God.
I know. But I watched this thing where people say... People think he's almost like fake. Kind of like how you're saying. Because he just blew up.
I don't think he's fake.
I know. But like how you're kind of like... You're wondering that. Because,
does he have jokes?
Yeah, but... So, these people are saying... That people think he just came up and he's, like, out of nowhere. Right. And he's a hot kid who just, like, now everybody loves him, but they're like, no, he's been doing stand-up since he was like 15 yeah. or 16 yeah, years
he's
old.
Been in the yeah. clubs.
And some guy was saying that he was like walking past, and I did not know who the comedian, I don't know if he was like a manager of comedians, but seems to be like in that world. And he was saying that he was walking by and people were like gut level laughing. And then this like 17, 18 year old kid walked out, and that's when he met him. And so I think he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa and I saw him in a podcast here, and you can 100% tell he understands what he's doing on a stage. Like, he's not like awkward. So I do yeah. think he's really like yeah. come up, but I do think he probably has a lot of crowd work. I do think that's what most comedians do these days.
Well, on Instagram, that's what they post, right? Because it doesn't make
the
sense.
Clips.
It doesn't make mm-hmm. sense to post your jokes on Instagram, because
yeah.
that's like your material. And then it's kind of like, well, why would you come see me? Because all yeah. my shit's on Instagram.
We're going to the world tour. So I think it'll be, and it's in an arena. So yeah. I think it's going to be more of
jokes, right?
Yeah. Well, like it's like the clips you see of like Nate Bar. Is it Bargazzi? Bargazzi? I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Bargazzi.
But like those are all clips of his routine, like his set. Like, it's actual jokes he's telling. It's not as much crowd work.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I feel like Matt Rife gets a lot of crowd work clips yeah. because he's just so quick and like really funny with his like returns and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think in like a stadium tour, it's going to be more of a actual set.
Yeah.
Which I hope it is. Like, yeah. I hope. I mean, I imagine he's funny because he's quick on his feet. Like you said, like, he'll have good comebacks. But he's like, I don't know.
He is really funny though.
Kind of like, wish he would like post his jokes.
Or I wish he or, like, would have like a special. That,
well,
oh, and my friend Leah said. Oh, Leah. Oh. She watches him on YouTube all the time.
So he has like yeah. he has
well, and also
a special on there?
From when we saw him 2 weeks ago at that podcast taping, when he has like, I guess, a true crime or a paranormal podcast, mm-hmm. The Haunted Homies.
Paranormal podcast.
It's him and two of his friends like
out.
Do like
about this. Ghosts. This
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Like they
you
do
guys,
ghost hunting and shit
dude
like that.
Is losing points,
well,
man. What a loser.
When they were there,
oh, the air's turning on.
You could
thank
tell
God.
That. He was annoyed at like the amount of women that like interject.
Oh,
like,
that girl wearing a freaking.
This girl,
ballet outfit.
Yeah, this girl literally walked up to the stage in the middle of their podcast and handed him a laminated resume for the wifey position. And he just like kind of rolled with it and like kind of made fun of it and stuff. But you can tell he doesn't like seek it out. People
yeah.
literally act a fool mm-hmm. in front of him. And but it was funny in the beginning. They like asked, like, does anybody here not believe in paranormal things? And this lady close to the front raises her hand. And they're like,
wait, you guys kept your hand up?
No, they said, who here doesn't believe in paranormal things?
Right, and so you guys kept your hand up?
No.
We believe in it, Andy.
You believe in it?
I get your joke now.
I'm not joking. It wasn't a joke.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't believe in them, or you don't believe you've seen them?
I don't think I believe in them.
That's fucking insane.
No, it's not.
But you believe in aliens?
Mm.
You know,
Andy,
you have to.
I believe that there's probably something out there because it's the universe is so large. Like, it's very unrealistic that we're the only like living thing out there. But I don't know that I believe in ghosts.
Okay,
I just showed Melissa.
I don't appreciate
Matt
you showing that to me in the middle of my own podcast. He's a child, but he's done. Okay. But, like, last week in Vegas, when the video is going out right now of people seeing this thing shooting through the sky, and then people call the police saying, there's 8-foot-tall people in my backyard right now.
Yeah.
You
Wait,
don't
is
think,
this real?
Yeah, yeah, like, just happened.
I didn't hear about
Do
that.
You think that those people were imagining it? Like, you don't believe that there's any chance that those were real aliens?
No, I didn't say that I don't believe there's any chance. I just don't. I don't know. I think it's too easy these days to, like, recreate stupid shit like that.
I guess.
So I don't know that I believe that. Why are you raising
if I were blocking the sun before? Okay,
me.
Sarah, please interject now.
Can you please tell me what happened? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
She just did, I think.
There's like a video. It's like a it's like a dash cam. This guy, these two officers are like out patrolling somewhere
Policeman.
Outside of Vegas, yes. Mm-hmm. And one of them
Vegas, a really reputable place.
Excuse me,
like,
okay.
Nothing crazy
Stop
ever happens.
Stop interrupting
there.
Her.
Nothing
She's
ever
so much
happens
story.
In Vegas. It's totally normal in Vegas. Like, it's totally fine.
They, like, see something falling, basically, from the sky. And the partner is like, oh my God, did you see that? I think maybe only one of them saw it. But then they get a call very quickly to a house very near there, and it's these people saying, something just came out of the sky, and now there's like 8 foot tall people in my backyard right now looking around, and like, we don't know what to do. And the police show up, and the officer goes, I would normally never believe you, but my partner just saw what you're describing. Mm. So you need to tell us, like, what you saw, that kind of a thing.
What do you think those people are doing outside?
8 foot tall people?
No, the people who live there.
I think they were in their backyard. I think they maybe heard something.
I think they were smoking weed. Hallucinogens.
Maybe. Who knows? But you don't really believe in ghosts. Like, you don't believe that we actually had a ghost in my college apartment, Fritz. Like, you don't believe he was real?
No, I don't.
Even though you've seen the photo of the orb? Like, you've seen the photo with him?
Nothing in a picture, like an orb or like a light or something, is going to make me think that there's a ghost. If I see, like, a light flashing across, like, that doesn't prove to me that there's ghosts.
To each his own, right?
Like, it just, it could be like a dust. It could be like a dust particle that like flashes, like, with the light.
What about the pictures that they've taken that are like found to be authentic, where you see like
Who
ghosts of people? Authentic?
Actually, we did see one in New Orleans when you wouldn't come with us.
I feel like
where do you stand on werewolves?
Yeah, seriously.
Have you ever watched Twilight before?
Guess what?
Twilight.
What do you think about mermaids?
Oh,
mermaids,
I don't believe
are
in them.
Not real either.
Nah. You don't believe there's you don't believe there's any chance.
I don't understand it, so I can't. Understand.
But you don't understand what?
Mermaids. I don't believe.
What do
in
you
them.
Mean? It's like a half human, half fish. What do you mean?
It's
you don't understand?
It's just weird.
Yeah, no shit, all these are weird.
But, like, you know, we've only gone through 5% of the world's oceans.
I like to live my life not knowing a lot.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say mermaids aren't real.
Oh,
like,
I don't
you
think
would
mermaids
go,
are real.
You don't think they're real at all. You think there's no chance.
Why
no.
hasn't there been any contact with mermaids?
You'd think by
because
this time.
They live in the water. They're
they
not going to
come up there and be like, oh, I'm going to take a breath.
Well, maybe they go to places where they're on humans or boats. They're probably evolving like the orcas.
Nah.
Man, y'all aren't open-minded.
Dude, I'm very open-minded. I just don't believe in dumb shit.
You don't believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Well, Bob never said there's a Bigfoot and its family out there.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not a Bigfoot.
Oh, what do you think about
so much
like the
forest.
Loch Ness? Like, you're not.
No.
You don't believe in any of that.
Is there a monster that's living in this lake?
I didn't
in
say
Scotland?
It was a monster. I just said, like, you
It's
don't...
called the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, for, like, you know, selling things and, you know, the story. But
consumerism.
Like, obviously, it's not a monster, or else people would be dying
Isn't
all the time.
Isn't Loch Ness the lake?
Yeah. Loch means lake in Scottish, I think.
What?
Yeah, it's
What's
the
Loch
Ness,
Ness Monster.
Don't wink and smack your lips at me or whatever you do.
Yeah.
No, that shit's fake, too.
You just don't believe in any of that.
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh my gosh. So you, I mean, that blows my mind.
It blows my mind that you're so adamant about believing in it.
It blows my mind that we've been doing this for so long. I cannot wait for Pad Thai.
Pad Thai is what you're going with?
Oh yeah, I'm getting Pad Thai.
Come on, dude. You gotta get something. You gotta get Pad CU. That's like just as like.
It's real nice. It's the long flat noodles.
It's just as like, not, it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Never mind. It's not like actual Thai food, I don't think.
Oh, it's fake?
Nah, it's just like...
Like mermaids?
I think it's like the... It's a very normal thing to get.
It's like the tourist version of Thai food. That's what I'm trying to
say. I don't know.
Like, I feel like Pad Thai is. And I think Pad C is like second.
I think Pad Thai is probably very Thai food, but it's very friendly to other cultures. Like, it's not super spicy. If you don't get it super spicy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everybody loves a noodle.
I love a noodle.
Love a noodle.
Yeah.
Do you think noodles are
real? Do you believe in noodles?
Go back to your...
Send nudes.
Your pee-pee list.
It's the wiener corner.
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything else?
2023. Noodles.
That was what I put down on my list of things to have to go off of.
Yeah. My last sports-related...
Oh,
wait,
go
ahead.
I just remembered what I was telling you about when we went to that Haunted Homies podcast. It was a live taping.
Yeah. Oh, God.
When they asked, does anybody here not believe in paranormal things? This woman raised her hand, and they were like, why? And she, very much like you, just goes, it just feels fake. It just seems fake. And Matt Rife very quickly was like, that's a really interesting answer coming from the fakest eyelashes I've ever seen in my life.
I forgot.
And did come back really quick. So, like, he is very quick with his crowd work. But it
was also kind of a dick. Like, that's kind of a dick thing to say. But
I'm sorry. The eyelashes are out of control. The eyelashes and the lip injections are out of control.
I'm glad I stopped getting lash extensions.
Yeah.
Although I think mine were fine.
Remember when I tried them? And I said, Andy, what do you think? And he goes, you look, you know, great. But if you didn't get them again, I think it'd be great. That was like his very, not in like, but it was your version of like, but I think you'll look more normal.
Nobody deserves to be cheated on.
Yeah. Very generic.
You don't deserve to be cheated on. Nobody deserves it.
Yeah.
Which is true. I still stand by that. I don't know why you bring it up and make fun of it.
Some zingers. One time I showed him my manicure and he goes, you paid for that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. And then another time we were out having pancakes at the IHOP and Andy goes, so you're about due for a manicure?
I do remember saying something like, yo, it's time, I think. Yeah.
Did you guys really get Gamage tickets? Did you decide?
No, we didn't.
They all
get
sold out.
But we're probably going to go to some shows, right?
I would for sure say we'll probably want to pick up. Yeah, I'll for sure want to see at least the Michael Jackson and then Temptations. Probably Lion King. Or is it Peter Pan this year?
I don't know.
There's going to be quite a few of them, I think, look really good.
Well, let me know.
Even Alanis Morissette would probably be a good little show.
I didn't want to buy the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't. I was kind of out on the
you
whole thing,
too. You guys were, there was too many music, ones about music. Like, how you're saying Temptations, Michael Jackson, Alanis Morissette.
There was too many musicals at the Off-Broadway package.
I want the story.
Yeah.
Like, I think my friend is going to see Hairspray this coming week. That's what I want to see. I want to see a play musical. I don't want to see a musical about a musician.
I will say that my least favorite one that I've ever seen was about
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
I did take you to see the Whitney Houston one.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
And the Get On Your Feet was really good, too. I really liked it.
No. I didn't like it that much. But I'm with you. I think I like the stories.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Installed, right?
The few times that a few years back when we saw, like, Dear Evan Hansen. And we saw Aladdin was good.
Yeah.
I've seen Lion King.
My least favorite one I've ever seen was Matilda. That was a really disappointing one.
You were
one.
Sad and you took your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. I took them for Christmas and I was like, this is the worst. I think they made the Trunchbull a dude and something else. And I was just like, I didn't like it.
We did see Aladdin.
We did.
Because I remember the genie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Aladdin was good.
Did you watch the Matilda that just came out?
No. It's supposed to be like a musical.
Like a while back.
My students said it was good.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever saw the original.
No, but I just was talking to Veronica who watched the Grease TV show that came out.
Well, I've heard about that.
And she said she was like, she didn't expect much from it, she said, but she really liked it.
I wish that Grease would come. Wouldn't that be so fun to see?
I just saw Grease like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. My niece was in Grease.
When did she go?
She was Cha-Cha.
Why didn't you invite
Cha-Cha
us to
Cha-Cha DiGiorio?
Yeah.
And you didn't invite us?
I would
us?
Love to see it.
Guys.
Oh my God, someone had to say she had the worst reputation.
Yeah, they did. No, it was like, well, first of all, it was really hard.
Cha-cha.
It was really hard to get tickets because the theater was like as big as this room. It was so small.
Okay, but we could have like volunteered our time, like at the doors, like ticket takers.
Could have opened and closed the door, sat people down.
Oh, let me go grab some more waters and then just go around the back and just wait back there.
Yeah,
that'd be me.
I could be a ticket officer.
She's gonna be in. They're both gonna be in Lightning Thief now.
I don't know.
Never heard of that.
What?
And I thought you were about to say Les Mis. And I was like, ooh.
I cannot go to Les Mis.
What's wrong with Les Mis?
Andy, sing the castle
one
song.
One time.
Do it for me, just once.
I can't sing the castle song.
All right, anything else we have? My last one was just about the Denver Nuggets winning.
Hell yeah.
And
funny I was happy about
Nikola Jokic, is that how you
Jokic.
Say? Jokic was just so funny.
He's really funny.
I didn't realize that.
I don't think he's like purposely funny.
No, I think he's like me. He just says things and he doesn't.
I don't think he's as funny as you, but.
And he is a giant man.
Well, it's just, they're talking about how he just does not care.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been funny to kind of hear everybody's viewpoints on
it. Yeah, he's like the best basketball player in the NBA, probably.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't win the MVP.
Which I'm so bummed when they don't.
He won the finals MVP.
Oh, you
season.
Don't, yeah. Not the whole season. Okay.
It would have been his third season in a row winning the MVP for the season.
Did you guys hear that?
Right?
I You might be right, but I think Giannis might have gotten one in the middle there. But I think he won two in a row, and then Giannis.
Oh, would have spent his third total.
I think so. I could be wrong, but
yeah. But he also lost it. Did you know that he lost his trophy? Yeah. Somebody asked him.
They found it.
Yeah, they were like, "You're the only person that's ever come to this without your trophy." He goes, "I left it in somebody's room. I don't know. I hope it comes to my house."
Yeah. He left it in like the.
I just
equipment manager
love around. His giant brothers that are just constantly in the background.
Bigger than him.
Yes. Like
they
I love
look a
when
little
they
scary. They're all tatted up and everything.
There was a clip I saw that was going around the internet. It was during a game and like the other coach or somebody basically got in Nicola's face and you just see these Serbian statues stand up and like start making their way down
the Heat on another time.
Oh my God,
and they
I
had
loved
to be
it.
Out. Well,
he like elbowed somebody at half court and they like flew and
that was one of the Morris brothers
something,
but he really likes to do his horse racing.
I loved it when it was like right after the game, it was like the first press conference and he was like so excited to go home.
He's like,
oh shit, the parade, when's the parade? I gotta go home.
He was there like, when is parade? That's how he said it. They're like, Thursday. He goes, oh no.
Yeah.
How am I getting home? And then he went on another one and said he was going to ask the owner to let him have the jet.
Yeah.
And he was like so excited. He's like, I put the pressure on him because he was on live.
Yeah.
And then did you see what he said about the at the parade?
I
did not want a parade, but I fucking love the parade.
Yeah. I want to be here forever.
I'm so fucking
happy
at the parade.
He had his little daughter up
She's
there.
She's so cute.
Very cute.
Yeah. And his wife was so excited. Mm-hmm.
I love when it's guys that like are from other countries that do so well in the NBA because I love hearing them in like their semi-broken English, just the way it comes out so pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's so funny. I really like when like Giannis is like, how much money is it to say something about a ref? And then he's like,
how much is the
20
fine?
Grand? And he's like, I got diapers now. Yeah. Like I've, you know, I need to buy the diapers. Like, they're just so funny.
The only smart thing that Stephen A. Smith has ever said was talking about how more people from overseas should come and play because it's not to them. It's not the end all be all. Like what they've had to go through and see their whole lives, especially with, the Joker, as they call him growing up in Serbia. It's like, it doesn't matter to him. And I like read this whole article about how it's his brothers that really loved basketball his whole life. And he just got taller than them at one point, and they were like, oh, come play. And then for some reason, he's just like, naturally good.
Incredible.
He'd rather just go home and do his horse racing. Yeah. Like, he does it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, just crazy. And
he's so fun to watch, too. Mm-hmm. His style of basketball is, like, I don't know, one of my favorite ways of, like, watching someone play. Like, it's all team. He's such a passer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch.
He's got really good court vision.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the documentary on the Netflix about, like, the 2008 USA basketball team?
No.
It was really good. And they kind of talk about it. They're like, I think it was around 2000 when they said it became very clear that basketball was not an American sport anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just always going to be Americans that were winning all these things. Because I think, like, Spain got really good. Australia got really good. And they were just, it was really interesting to kind of see, like, oh, that is really recent. Yeah. That, like,
but
it's kind of like how soccer is getting more excited. Well, yeah, because
soccer sucks.
Kobe showed up and like got them all fucking straight.
Yeah. Like they play much more like team basketball.
Well, Coach K had to like lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the Nuggets who my mom and I call Gus because we think he looks like a grown up Gus. He's a rookie this year.
It looks like Braun.
He looks like he's 12.
He played at Kansas.
Yeah, and apparently every time he's been on a team, he like wins a championship. Yeah, and I didn't know he was a starter. I thought he was just going in to like let somebody else have like a break. And we'd be like,
he's not a starter.
Gus is in, but he kept playing the whole entire time.
Good.
He did
he's
really well.
Player,
He did really well.
And we were just like, oh, Gus is in again. And then I watched this whole thing about how well he does. And like, I'm like, would have known.
Yeah, he won in high school and then won at Kansas and now has an NBA championship.
I
think he's like a rookie or second
year. Yeah, they said he was a rookie this year.
Yeah.
Which I've seen the thing once that was like the most winningest, like people have the most rings in each sports, like whatever. They're all people you've never really heard of. They just happen to like obviously be great contributors because they keep being on teams that are winning. But it was funny. It was like you'd always think it'd be like Michael Jordan or this and that. It's like, nope, it's usually like second, third string guys that
Robert just... Robert Horry has like 10 or
stay forever, like that,
yeah.
Yeah. Works out.
He just kept going to the team that won it that year.
Well,
sports are great. Talk sports to me.
We're not doing that.
Dude, we should... You talk more about sports than anything else.
So now I'm really good at sports for some reason.
Hell yeah.
I'm not good at playing them.
You know what we shouldn't do?
When I... Sorry,
go talk ahead. Aliens to me.
Okay, first of all...
Or talk Bigfoot to me.
You don't believe in ghosts.
To me.
Talk mysteries.
None talk paranormal shit, to me.
None of that.
Talk pee to me. Did not work out.
She said,
I regret that immediately.
It is starting to get warm in here, though.
Oh,
8 ounces of tequila later. Yeah, we'll finish up. We're gonna go get some Thai food, and we're gonna finish the season one of The Summer I Turned Pretty. I'm really excited about it. Sarah's gonna
try Pad CU.
No, I don't think what.
It's good. You'll like it.
I always ask Andy. I always ask Andy for a bite, and I always really enjoy it.
It's like sweet.
But does it have it? Do you get meat in it?
Yeah.
You can get it without
taste. You don't have to.
Meat. It's not. Meat? It's not like a broth. Sarah doesn't like the taste of meat.
Well, I mean,
I don't eat it.
I know, but you don't have to get meat in there.
Maybe we'll get one and one. No. I don't need leftovers.
We're gonna be eating egg rolls, and we're gonna split a pad Thai, and she'll try your thing, and I'll have a bite.
Well, there's meat in it, though.
I know, but I'll taste it. I'll just not get the meat.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It'll be great.
Yep.
Guys, it's been real.
Thanks so much for coming back and for a good hang.
I just touched your knee.
Appreciate it.
Melissa, safe travels.
Thank you so much.
When you traverse our country.
Yeah.
I'll send some postcards.
No, thanks.
Sarah, I can't wait to see... She says no thanks. She's like...
I did it last time.
So like, sneakily. Sarah, I can't wait to see your posts over the month that Melissa's gone. Please, no blood.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say, Sarah, I can't wait to spend time with you.
Sarah, I can't wait to see what you put up on the internet far away from
Sarah,
me.
Sarah, I can't wait to see you when Melissa's back. Oh,
but big news.
Oh, yeah, my birthday.
Andy has a big birthday this summer, y'all. We're what? Like 27 days away or something?
The 15th was the month.
Yeah, so.
June 15th, it was a month.
We are 28 days away. 28 days later. Scary. You think zombies are up?
Zombies? Yeah,
do you think zombies
just kidding. Are up? No, absolutely not. Zombies are not
real, dude.
I think, well, June only has 30 days, so I think maybe we're 27 days away.
Do you believe in vampires?
I can't even. None of these werewolves? Things I believe in.
So nothing that's supernatural, basically.
Zero things.
That's crazy.
You obviously weren't a girl. You weren't a girl. Growing up.
You weren't a girl.
You weren't a girl.
Because like Twilight and stuff, you know.
I can't wait to watch Twilight with you.
Wait, yeah, you believe that shit because you've watched the movie?
No, it's just...
It's true love, Andy.
It comes up a lot. Vampire Diaries.
I watch Harry Potter 1. Do you believe in wizards?
Actually, I do think there's witches.
Do you believe in golems?
I don't like those, so I'd rather not.
I actually don't know what they are, but...
It's like...
Do you believe in Gryffindors?
That's...
Griffins?
That's,
go Gryffindor.
Oh, Griffins.
Like the mythological creature?
Hippogriffs.
Half bird, hippogriffs.
You believe in hippogriffs? I read a book about it once.
Is it a half bird, half...
Horse.
Horse?
I'm just saying, every time there's like a tsunami, they discover like 50 new species of fish that they've never seen before.
Dude, we're not fucking talking about
No,
the
but
ocean.
I'm saying because it comes from the deep.
All she fucking cares about is
But
the
what
ocean.
I'm saying is...
There's mermaids in the ocean.
But think about in the rainforest. They just recently found out recently that the Amazon rainforest... is a fucking city that has become overgrown. Like, they can see...
Hello, the golden cities.
Exactly. Also,
Atlantis, also not real.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I've actually
you
seen
are
before.
Out of your mind.
You've been to the resort, yeah. Dude.
No,
based on it.
Okay, Christopher, I've definitely been to New York pizza. I've got pizza from there at the ballpark. I've been to Atlantis. No, Atlantis is 100% real. And it was probably right outside of where Turkey is. Like, you can see it. You can see the maps of where these things used to be. You need to watch more Rogan.
I need to watch zero Rogan. Thank you very much.
All right. Love you guys.
Well, that was great. Bye. But for real, guys, see you later.
See ya. No bye. Andy song.
Oh.
I gotta pee, though.
Well, hold on.
No, you guys can end it.
Wait, I want to hear the end of the song.
Yeah, you guys do it.
All right, let's see if I can get on the right
You ever get
spot.
It to where the oboes are playing?
Oh, yeah. That's how we play it out. Oh, hell the end yeah. of it.
Oh, yeah, because you never listened to the end, huh?
Never.
Here we go.
My favorite part of Andy's song was the very first time you ever played it for us when we were on that like midnight drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
And you play it and then you just look at me and with all the seriousness in your heart.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember.
Here come the horns.
Here come the horns.